are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Shin Samach Gimel, the Halachas of Mavin Alechi on page 444. Rishka Beis Bebeis. Sifcha Vam. Says Mechaber. Adam Mavin Nita Balechi Okur. This little mavi, an alleyway, is committed with a side post or a crossbeam. Davka specifically kishein anamach pochas masar tvachim rebachim. Only if it's not less than an expansive 10 tvachim. Veloye rochboy yisim es amas mitzum somas, and that its width should not be more than a constricted 10 amas. She arka, and that its length should be arba amas mirevachas ayeser, at least 4 expansive amas or more. But if it's missing any one of these variables, in the Tekan, there's no remedy, in the Tzurza Pesach, only with a door frame. Now, if in the height of its airspace was Yisim Esrim Amma Mitzum Tzama is more than a constricted 20 Amas, in an Itabakaira, it's not permitted with a crossbeam. But it could be permitted with a side post. Now, if he wants to validate it with a crossbeam, but Tzir Vekir, Pirish, what is that? Tzir is echad b'kaisel min asid. It's tzir echad, one image on the wall from plaster. Oyal shmei kaira, or on the crossbeam. Shadei kach, and through that, akum mistakel b'so. Everyone looks at it, even though it's that high. Now, b'moye gevoy yosim esrim. Now, if it was above a height of 20 amos, uvano binyin tach, like kaira l'maitim esrim. Now, they built a structure beneath the crossbeam to minimize that space from 20 amas. Dai b'binyan rachav, so it's enough for the structure that's a width, that's a ketin daf rishchav gimel, of a tefach, of a handbreadth kerich of a kaira, like the width of the crossbeam, like the Dish Rader brings a picture. You can't have the airspace more than 20 amas, because then you can't see it. So they built a structure that's minimized the height, the same width as the crossbeam right beneath. But if it's not 10 tefachim high, which is the minimum, now they're carving out, digging down, so that they can make it to the minimum of 10 tefachim. Here, the measurement is different. Here they have to carve out, they have to dig into the ground, 4 amas, 4 amas into the mavi, along the entire width, as the Dish Rader one makes the picture. It's not enough just to make, like, right beneath the crossbeam, 10 tefachim, has to be in the length of the mavli, on the mount of Dalaram. Says Mishbura Sivkot and Peiches. He said, this at a mavli is permitted with lechem kari, specifically kishein and namuch, when it's not lower down less than 10 tefachim. Which is what it means to say, shemakarkosh of a mavli, that if the ground, if the floor in the mavli, in and namuch, mibifnim, is not lower down from the inside, neged aksalim, opposite the walls, shir asar tefachim, a measurement of their tefachim. It's considered as if the mavi doesn't have mechitzas, because they mechitzas b'chus ma'asar, because it's not considered as a mechitzas when it's less than 10 tefachim. But the Shara Tzinoch Nutez says that even if out of the mavi, around the mavi, the mechitzas of the mavi are 10 tefachim high, but inside the mavi, which is by the ground of the mavi, it's higher, more than the Rosh Hasharab. And through that, you don't have inside the mechitzas the height of 10 tefachim. This is Ebenezer, so that would disqualify it of being considered as mechitzas. Sivkot and peites. Now, we need to have that specifically. It's not lower down less than 10 tefachim that are murvachim. Now, b'seifa, by the next halacha, we say mitzumtzumis, constricted, the opposite. Why? Because there's lein l'chum b'chamokim, and we go stringently in all places regarding this, these measurements, either way. So they're opposites regarding what we need. B'shim revachim, and the measurement of expanse of what's yisam mitzumtzum is more than constricted. B'chati etz b'lama is the measurement of a half of a finger breadth per ama. Shartin says no yisamach. He says, and from that you split it up into tvachim. That's what the Olah Shabbos says. Sivkot and tzadi. So you can't have that it's either the other way, that it's width should be yisam esam more than 10 amas, because the yisam esam, because if it is more than 10, in lo b'shem pesach, then does not have another name of a pesach, but the manual said lechem l'kaira, and doesn't, then it's not going to help a side post and a crossbeam. The Shara Tzinoch Samachal says that is by the opening of the mavi, regarding inside the mavi, so that regarding that, there's no nafkamina regarding that.
So if katan tzadi aleph, now, so regarding this, regarding that it shouldn't be more than 10 amas, that should be mitzumtzum. So it's learning what it means to see is shemaydin l'chol amah, that we measure every single amah, es ha-shisha tvachem mitzumtzum, the six tvachem exact. V'chem b'sefer, so too, when it says later on in Erech HaMavoy, regarding the length of the mavoy, between arba amas, mirvachas has to be expansive to alar amas. It's the same thing, the moed of tvachem mirvachas, we measure the tvachem expansive. V'im kin, if that's the case, you taste with arba amas, so it's going to be added on to the arba amas. Shnei etzboi is two finger breadths, but kind of like we said the ratio just before. Sivkot and Sadi Beis, and also that Orkoi, the length of the Mavi, has to be Arba Amas, but look at the Pachim Mishra, is it less than that measurement, like Hashuba, Kamavi, it's not considered as a Mavi, like a Chatzah, rather like a courtyard. Sivkot and Sadi Gimel. But if it's missing any one of these things, it has no remedy, Elabit Sriza Pesach. I know that is the filah. You know, like Pachim Masar Tvachim, even if it was lower than 10 Tvachim, Gamakim Hanit Sriza Pesach, still a door frame is going to be effective. Chim Racham Mes Amas, so it's wider than 10 Amas. Oishalohi Orka Arba Amas, or its length was not 4 Amas. But many later authorities, they agreed to the halacha that if the airspace of the mavi was nomach pachas masar tvachim, was lower down less than 10 tvachim, lemahani chose a pesach, a door frame is not effective. The filmachitz lemahani, because even the wall is not effective. Kosh in the gavaya sara, if it's not 10 tvachim high. Pachoshkin chose a pesach, but I'm not sure, in general, just a chose a pesach. Okay, however, chalal hamavi hay gavaya sara tvachim, if the airspace of the mavi was 10 tvachim high. Berak b'makom ha-pesach ha-mavi, only by the doorway of the entryway of the mavi hay namach masar, that was lower down than 10 tvachim. B'zeh mahani chose a pesach, regarding that chose a pesach would be effective. B'ushay asik adin, as long as it made like the halacha, the hanyin that it shal yakon, gavaya masar tvachim, that the rods were 10 tvachim high. That's from Hagra, from the Vilna Gaon. Says the Mishbura, but that also you should know them loy hoya arka arba amas, if its length was not dalamas, that's common place from the opinion of many halachic authorities. The dinik a chatzar has lacha like a chatzar, but can different need to gumkin the pass arba mitzarechat. So there it's permitted also with a board of four tvachim from one side, or shnei pasim shal mashahu yim shnei atzadim, or two boards of whatever the minute amount is from the two sides. Chensosim machabe ba'asma, that's the machabe himself, says on specifically, l'kaman later on, Mesiv Lamed Beis. From machabe shakasa, but this machabe writes, el bitzus ha-pesach, so lav dafka, no, it's not precise, which is Shartzit Nois HaMachay says, and when it's less than, lower than 10 tvachim, for sure it's not effective, even a board of 4 tvachim, because even by a chatzar would not be effective, that remedy, says the Prima Gaon. Sivkot and Tzali Dal, so if there was begoiva in the tzayit chalolei v'chulu, the airspace was more than 20 amas mitzvah samis, so then it's not permitted with a crossbeam. But says Mishmarav, "Mgoy v'chalolah shel mavi adikar." But if the height of the airspace of the mavi up until the crossbeam in el esr mitzvah samis was precisely 20 amas, ava b'shakori lamal esr, even though the crossbeam is above 20 amas, kshera, that's going to be valid. But if not, ain't need to be not permitted with a crossbeam, because the carrier or crossbeam, Mishum Hecker, is like a recognizable sign. Well, the Malma Esim now, above 20 Amas, in Hecker, there's no recognition, because a person's eye doesn't see so high. Avalechi, but a side push, which is close to the ground, Vasagi, Begoy, Vasar Tvachim, and sufficient with a height of 10 Tvachim. Imkin, if that's the case, Mamazik, Mashugabai, but what is a Bahamas if it's higher? Yeah, that could be above 20 Amas. Sivkat and Tzadi Vav. So he said, but it'll be permitted with a lechi. And if he wants to make a kasher with a kaira, so he has to make some type of tzir, a kir, or some type of a ornamental element. And through that, everyone's going to look at it, even though it's so high. Now, if it was above 20 amas, and he builds beneath it, beneath the beam, sivkot tzadik vav lamadim esim, to minimize it from 20 amas. Well, then same thing as the yochel hashpla sekar gufa, you could just lower down the cross beam itself, and put it within the airspace of the mavi. All you say there's some pegs hayitzim minak sam that come out from the walls lamadim esim, even though the walls go higher, but to make it lower than 20 amas. But if let's say they built a structure beneath the cross beam lower down than 20 amas, so it's enough sivkot tzadik zan bebin yirochav tefach, with a structure that's with a tefach. But then same thing is that as we continue in derech gimel offer kishir zeh. Earth that's in this measurement, you know, to fill that up with earth, without making a structure. But Tzachal Zohar, one has to be careful, because Nedjus Berglam, when they get stepped on with one's feet, Shleis Maid, Mikashir Berach, but that it shouldn't be minimized from the measurement along its width. But then something is Lini Gaba, so regarding its height, Shleis Maid, we don't want to minimize that, but Yisim Esim, then it's going to end up being higher than 20 amps. Sivkan Tzadi Ches. So it's enough for this wide structure of a Tefach, Kerdoich Bakaira. Like the width of the crossbeam, the shira tefach, which the measurement is a handbreadth, breadth, like we said previously, the reason why it's helpful with a width of a tefach, because we hold because you're allowed to use the area in the mavi beneath the crossbeam itself. And whoever's standing there in that place, he could see the crossbeam. So alaysamakum is in that place, in the gavayis mesim, it's not more than 20 amas, but there is going to be some type of recognition. But if it's not 10 tefachim high, and you're digging in to complete it to 10 tefachim, Then Sivkot Tzadi Tes, Tzorch Lochik Arba Amas, then you have to really dig down a length of four Amas. I was a little sag, why previously it was with enough with a handbreadth. Shani Hacher, it's different because the Bepachas Masar Tvachim, because when it's less than 10 Tvachim, the Mika different class, I don't even call the wall at all. But Tzorch Lashavi Tevi, you have to make it into a wall. Obviously, there has to be specifically along a measurement of the area of the Mavid, which is a share of Dal Ramas. Like we said previously in the beginning of the Sif, over there, make a difference, it's called a wall, just above 20 Amas. Like the measurement with the Kara, says Rashi, so that you'll be able to see it. Sif cut and kuf. So it has to be, you have to dig out Dal Ramas into the area of the Mavid. If you dug down less than that, then you would have to have specifically a board that's 4 tefachim, or two little boards on two sides, because it doesn't have the qualification of mavi. Now, like we said, safety b'maschel ella and sifkat and tzadi gimel, sifkat and kuf aleph. It has to be within the mavi. I'll put nekal rach by along the entire width. Because the Mishar Hefzik bin a Chakika, bin a Ksam, because if there remains a gap between what you're digging down and the walls themselves, lo yuch like some letzarflehen, so the walls cannot combine to them. Uke ink some lamavitim, and then it's like as if there's no wall to the mavi. Okay, however, im a Hefzik bin a Chakika, bin a Ksam, but however, if the gap between the what you dug down and between the walls, hurak pachim, shalash tachim, not less than 3 tachim, yes, lam adamani, you could say that it would be effective, says the Prima Gadim. Bia Alacham, and the Vermaschal Mirvachim. Said that the has to be that it's not less the kaira less than 10 tvachim that are mevachim that are expansive. So it's a look at Mishbrus of Kohen Peites that we go stringently either way. Now even though it's rabbinic halacha and we really should go regarding a doubt leniently like savik draman lekula. However, it's not called a savik because it says the Tzei Shabbat is because of chasar and yedi. It's just the lack of our knowledge. But however, if you combine to it another suffix, maybe you could be able, you would be leaning to the Prima Gadim. It says a pella that the Chaim don't mention that all the words of Rashman, but it's a kaid that he holds regarding a mavi that we always measure mitzvah tzomis when they constrict it, always. And look over there, he says. And the Maschal B'Tzuras HaPesach said that, but if you're missing any one of these three variables, there's no remedy, only with Tzuras HaPesach. Now, Eli Rabbi brings that when it's wider than 10 Amis, it's effective when you make a board that's 4 Tvachim or too small boards like by a chatzer. He brings the source to this from the Rashba, look at the base made, that he wonders on this because also by a chatzer itself, it's not effective when the opening is more than 10 amas, it's brought in Siv Beis. Notice, and Navaidis HaKadosh himself, he writes like this, and obviously this that he writes, that if the mother was missing from all these, it's only with a pasar ba, it's not going on when it's wider more than 10 amas. And there must end into Bekaira, that if it was higher, the airspace more than 20 amas, Mitzumsumis is not permitted with a kaira, that is even if it's 4 tvachim wide. Now, if it's 4 tvachim wide and it's strong enough to hold the maziva, so then it's permitted. Not because of hacker, rather because you see then pitikar yer desaisim, you view that the thickness of that board as if it's like the beginning of a wall coming down, as long as the opening of the mob is not more than 10 amas. Also, it seems that if it was 7 tvachim wide, that even though it's not strong, it's kasher, because whenever it's 7 tvachim wide, the eye does see it. Stuff like the kodesh and brought in Eliyahu. Prima Gadim wants to be magia from 7 to 4. So the pella, because 4 is not effective the way he writes in the beginning of his words, and the reason why he edits, it was difficult on what's better 7. However, now when we married it to that comes to light, the kedusha Rashba and Ervin, there in the Gimli writes an appropriate reason with this. Look over there. Also, you should know that this study says that it's not permitted with a crossbeam. That is, if he wants to put it above the walls the way it's normally done, it comes out that the crossbeam is above 20 amas. But if he wants to put it in the earth place of the mavi, then you could remedy more to a crossbeam that you just stick pegs on the two walls of the mavi beneath 20 amas on either side, and you put the crossbeam on top of that. Nitzi writes in Sivya Dala that you have to put on the walls of the Mavi. He's coming to exclude it. Shouldn't put it from the outside, as he concludes over there, but it doesn't have to literally be on the walls. That says, obviously, Rashi and Ervin, and begin with Mesechus Ervin, and that's how you have in many different Rishayim. They all write that you could lower down the crossbeam that was originally placed on the height of the walls of the Mavi that was above 20 Amos, and to put into the airspace of the Mavi within 20 Amos. The Maskel of a Nitterhu says, although crossbeam will not work when it's higher than 20 Amos, but it could be permitted with a Lechi. Now, for sure, that's permitted with Tzuras HaPesach, and even if that opening was wider than 10 Amos, where a Lechi is not effective for that, Tzuras HaPesach would be effective, says Tzuras Shabbos and Nimitesis. The Masav Lechi says in Sefer Beis Meis Mafakim very much on this halacha, and he holds like this simple reading of the Rambam and the Torah that just like a crossbeam doesn't help for this. Same thing as a lechi would not be effective. Look over there, his reason. The Masav Bebin Yerachav Tefach, that if they wanted to lower it down by building a structure beneath it with a tefach, because look Mishbura Sifkan Tzadi Zayin, that the same thing is with earth. That's the Morgan Rambam writes, and that's according to a he agrees in the Beis Yosef. Look over there, and the Pashut that is derived from Sukkah, that it's effective to minimize it with earth. So as according to my humble understanding, it's not a full fledged proof so much, because over there you're pouring the earth on the whole area of the Sukkah, and it's not applicable so much to say that you might minimize, it might become to be less. And even though we hold by Sukkah, that's enough with two whole walls and the third one a tefach, that you could through the stepping to pour from the earth to the outside. However, since he's an individual, I'm not concerned with this, but in our situation, when the whole width of the earth is a tefach and everyone in the Mabi is stepping on this area, it's logical, seemingly, that also Abai would agree that we are Goyzer, that you might it might be less than the measurement. That's even the reason in the Rif and the Rambam that they mention this minimizing through the crossbeam, the way the rewrites, but Ladina, it would seem that not to remove from the words of Magid Ram, because also Rashi and Rashi and the Razan, there is a rule, they quote this idea that offer would be effective. Some of the Dirshu number 70. So, in Sif Chavav, Mechaber said, the Ramah pointed out that if it's above 20 Amos, you could make some type of engraving so that people look at it. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that we don't find a source for this, that it's effective with this engraving from plaster, but just that you need to have actually protruding figures. He also points out that you need to have that the figure is specifically on the beam and not on the wall. So he writes actually that this Haggah in the Shulchan Aruch is not from the Ramah, and it seems to be incorrect. In his Aras to Shein Alachas, he writes that in the words of Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like that you have to make the tzir on the beam itself. From Rashi and Avin, that Gimel, it sounds like that would effective this figure on the wall that's near the crossbeam. Dirshu number 72. Shartin had said that, well, actually, Dirshu number 71. The Sharatzin said that even if you have out of the Mavi, around the Mavi, the Mechitz of the Mavi that are high 10 Tfachim, that within the Mavi itself, the ground is higher, as the Dishah shows the picture, that you see the walls are on the outside, but then the ground is elevated. So inside it's not 10 Tfachim. And so through this, you don't have within the Mechitz a height of 10 Tfachim. So in other words, even though there is for the Mavi Mechitz that are 10 Tfachim on the outside, however, since on the inside, the Mechitz are not a height of 10 Tfachim, so Lech HaBikar would not permit it. However, the Pinchas Nish is that you don't differentiate by Mechitz of the Mavi if they're made through Mechitzes or through Gidud. Rather, whatever the Mechitzes are, they have the power to permit a domain, and the Mavi is permitted with a Lech HaBikar. In the words of Shulchan Aruch, that if a Mavi is lower down than 10 Tfachim, it's possible. Chaz Nish explained that he means to say is in the way that the Mavi is roofed near the opening, and beneath the roof there's no 10 Tfachim, then even if the extent of the Mavi is a height of 10 Tfachim, a Lech HaBikar is not going to be effective. Also adds on that even if near to the opening it's not roofed, but within 4 Amos near the opening it is roofed, in a way that through that it minimizes the height of the Mavi from 10 Tfachim, it's not permitted with Lech HaBikar, even if the length of the area lower down is less than 3 Tfachim. Dish number 73. So, Mishmur said that we go to Chumrah in all places regarding this. Now, even though these halachas are rabbinic halacha, Tzei Shabbos writes that we don't say regarding this subject Rabban Akul, because anything that the Rishonim themselves were not sure about, the Sufik is considered a Sufik because of Sarn Yediyah, they were not lean regarding it, even by rabbinic halacha as brought in Chuvis Ma'bit. Dish number 74, the share of an etzba that we measure in all places, the halacha writes in Tefesh Lam Gimel, is it's the etzba of the thumb of a medium-sized person, not of someone who has small digits, of a midget. It means it's not the smallest and not the biggest, rather medium-sized, that came to the full measurement. So that's like around 35-year-old or more. Sharatzina, but he adds on that we measure it in the widest place of the thumb. In the Sefer Shirin Shal Taira, he writes that according to Chaz Nish, the width of the etzba is like a little bit less than an inch. And if that's the case, you're adding on to every amma a half a finger breadth, which you would have to add on around 0.47 of an inch. or 1.2 centimeters. Mishnah number 75. So Mishnah says only, what's if, let's say, if the opening of the mouth, the airspace of the mother was higher than 10 tefachim, but only by the opening of the mother was less than 10 tefachim, then the tzurut pesach would be helpful. So such a case, the Chaznish writes, it's possible only when the mother is roofed close to the opening and through the roof, it's not a height of 10 tefachim, as we brought in his name of Shatzin previously in Sifkot Notes. But if the mechitzas on the sides of the mavi close to the opening are not higher from within your tefachim, if on the outside they are height of 10 tefachim, according to all shittas, it's possible to remedy the mavi with a tzuris of Pesach, and if also from the outside they're not 10 tefachim high, so then the mavi is not permitted through a tzuris of Pesach by the opening, because there are breaches on the sides close to the opening. Mishnah number 76. Mishnah Berurah said from the Vilna Gaon that the Torah Zepech is going to be effective if it may, like halacha, that there were reeds that were a height of 10 tefachim. So what you see from his words is that the Torah Zepech, that's a height of 10 tefachim, that's near a Rishos, that's not 10 tefachim, is kosher, because the mavi that's roofed and has by the ear space less than 10 tefachim, as we said in the previous comment. The Vilna Gaon explains like this according to the Shittas of Rambam. Chaznish writes, according to Rambam, it's effective even if the area that's low down, that's in the mavi, is longer than 10 amas, and even if it's more than the part of the mavi that's 10 tefachim high. With the pin of the Rashba, for the Magen Mishnah over there, that if the mavi is lower down than 10 tefachim in the area of 3 tefachim near the Pesach, and it's possible that even less than 3 tefachim is going to be possible, because since you need to have near the Tzuris of Pesach that the cabinet should be a 4 tefachim and a height of 10 tefachim. He concludes with it that according to this, if you build on the ground a wall with a height of 3 or 4 tefachim close to the Tzuris of Pesach, it's going to be possible only if you elevate the Tzuris of Pesach 10 tefachim from above the wall. The halacha, the Chaznish comes out, like the Shitz Rambam, that even if you position the mechitza a height of 9 tefachim near the Tzuris of Pesach from within, the mechitza is not mevatel the Tzuris of Pesach. And if you position the mechitza opposite the Pesach and remains an airspace of 4 tefachim, that you don't have opposite the mechitza, it's going to be kosher, even if the mechitza is a height of 10 tefachim, which retracts from what he wrote, that the mechitza, that's a minute amount, is mevatel the Tzuris of Pesach. In Kuntres, Hachas Klein Ba'arla was written based on the Chaznish. He writes, it's appropriate to be careful by Tzuris HaPesach that it should be 10 tefachim from above the vegetables. And if you distance the Tzuris HaPesach 4 tefachim from the vegetables, you don't have to elevate it 10 tefachim from above the vegetables. It's just rather that it's enough that it should be 10 tefachim from the ground. And Stim's Chaznish sounds like that even by the leaves that are less than the height of 10 tefachim, it's machmir the distance 4 tefachim from the Tzuris HaPesach. It sounds like that it's concerned with the Shitz HaRash, but we're going to claim, and that requires further analysis. Dish number 77. Even if the crossbeam is above 20 amas, it's going to be kasher. Now, if in the beginning he placed the crossbeam above 20 amas, and he's coming to lower it, the Archa Moshe writes up in the words of Riff and Rabbeinu Yonson, in the beginning of Erev, and it would seem that he should place it in a way that it should be included in the 20 amas. However, in the Bir Halacha later on, Tefesh Lamed Gimel writes that all the places do not differentiate regarding this, and he brings that the Goyen Yaakov fixed the girsa in the Riff. Dish number 78. The Bir Halacha said, it's not called the Safek because it's chasar and yediya regarding the measurements. That the Tais Shabbos writes that since it's a suffix because of a lack of knowledge, we're not lenient regarding it. The way it's Paskin, the Shach, and Yeridism, Kofdalad, rejects over there the words of the one who says that this that we go regarding this Lachumra is not because of a suffix, rather it's because regarding the Lachas of measurements and of Amas and Tvachim, Chazal instructed to be Machim in all places. That's not the case. No, it's not. And the Shulchan Aruch over here brings proofs that this is good luchomer by midas of the Amos and the Tvachim is because of the Safek, not because that's how Chomer Masachim Ekardin to be Machmer. Kveg writes over there that the Nafkamin regarding this is regarding a Malveh that the width is exactly 4 Tvachim and the height of exactly Yud Tvachim and the length of exactly 4 Amos. According to the Hashem Shulchan Aruch, Leiran Sivchav Ches, that anything that there's no 4 Tvachim, you don't have, doesn't require a tikkun. According to the Tzad, that a halacha merbachas mitzum tzumas is only because of machim mesafik. If that's the case, such a mabli, it would be effective at lechi to permit manavshach. Because if you're going to estimate with expansive tvachim, that's the case, you don't have to remedy at all because you don't have a width of 4 tvachim. And if you're going to be mesharet with tvachim mitzum tzumas, if that's the case, the length and the height are according to the measurement, and then a lechi is effective to permit it. But according to the Tzad, that the halacha merbachas mitzum tzumas is a katana, a takana of chazam ekra din, that anywhere we say lechumra, the sheer and the place where it's lenient, the shir is merubachis. If that's the case, also such a mavi would have to have that the length has to be dalamas merubachis, the height would have to be 10 tefachim merubachim to permit it with a lechi. Edition number 79. Be'alach had said that a pitikra is not effective when it's more than 10 amas. Chaznesh writes on that, that it's quoting the words of the Rashi that holds like this. But Alocha, we do see pitikra even when it's more than 10 amas, and that's how the Shachanach Paskin and Shin Samach Aleph and Siv Beis. Dushu 80. That the Mechabed said, if it was higher than 20 amas, and you build the structure, so right that we said that only has to be that width, right? And then we said right, Dushu 81. Dushu number 82. Shmuel said that if you dig out less than that, so then you have to have a pasar abba or two small pasin like a chatzah. What you see from his words is that if you carve out into the mavli less than dalar amas, has alacha b'chatzah. However, Chaznesh writes, has alacha mavli, it's just not going to be effective to be emitted. And so too, a board of four tvachim or two pasin are not going to be effective because chazal and amasakin are taking up a pasar mavli. He concludes over there that it's possible to be emitted through a tzurza pesach or with oimin meruba more closed than open. Dishu number 83, that it said that if there's a gap between what you dug out and the walls, so then the walls cannot combine. It's like as if there's no walls to the mavli. Now, even though these walls fence in the mavli, however, you cannot put on them a crossbeam. And the reason for that, writes Chaznesh, that you have to put the crossbeam on the walls that are made in the mavli itself. And over here, only what you carved out of what had a 10 tefachim is considered as a mavli. But the area that's on the sides that's not 10 tefachim high is only like chayri rishas yachad, like the crevices of rishas yachad. That is in the way that the mavli is roofed near the opening, the way the Chaznesh wrote and regarding that, a tzurza pesach is effective, but a chayri is not effective. And that's a retin shana halachas. But if it's not roofed, then the sides are not considered as chayri rishas yachad, the way the Chaznesh writes about it. Then this halacha is also by a lechi, that also that you have to place near a wall of a mavli. But if you want to place lechi, it's enough to carve out a share of the tefachim on one side of the mavi, and you should put the lechi over there. Now, the continuation of the words over there, he adds on that even if you carve out close to the opening of the mavi along the entire width, and then afterwards you complete the length up until dalet amos with a width of four tefachim, as the dishu brings a picture, so then you cannot permit the mavi through the lechi b'kar, because since regarding a lechi b'kar, you need to have for the mavi walls with a height of 10 tefachim along the entire length of dalet amos that's near the opening. However, by mavi that's wide near the opening and inside it's narrow, through the mechitzas that are on the sides until it remains in its width only for tefachim, lechi b'kar would be effective since the mechitzas that are near the mavi along the entire length of dalet amos. Dishu number 84. So he said, if the hefsi between the chakigan and the walls are only less than three tefachim, you could say that it's effective. The reason, writes the Prima Gadim, is possible to say in such a situation, Allah loved in two different ways. Number one, the through loved is considered as if the what you dug out reaches to the wall, and that's specifically if you say the Allah loved also for something that has even a literal substance that's in the way, because over here you have the ground that's on the sides of what you dug out separates between the chakak and the kares. Or a second way, that's through the halach of lavad, considered as if the walls are close to what you dug out in such a way, so then you don't have something substantive that's separating and preventing the halach of lavad. Mishmur later on in Tefesh Chavav and Shartzim Tefesh Lamed Beis, he paskins that you don't say halach of lavad when there is a substantive thing that's getting in the way. And according to his words, you have to explain that just you say by mavi in front of us halach of lavad, that through bringing the walls to the what you dug out. That's he writes later on Tefesh Lamed that's through lavad, that's like the walls are as if they're coming close to what was dug out.